Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Kuminga looks to the right. Buddy Hield flashes up off the screen, takes a three, it's up and good. Buddy Hield knocks one down, just like that, 93-89. Warriors have cut the lead to four. Can they get stops here with a minute 53 to go?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Saturday's game three. Timberwolves win by five. Game four tonight at 7 o'clock at Chase Center. You can hear it all on 95.7 The Game. Warriors live at 6. So yep. It'll be Dibs and Willard 2 to 6. 6 o'clock Warriors live. Tip off at 7, and then Warriors postgame.
We buried the lead. You were in the house Saturday. What was the ambiance like, and how was it watching that game up close? I thought of you all weekend.
I didn't watch it up close. I watched it atop the lower bowl. Really good angle.
You grease any palms.
Great sideline. Great sight lines. And the best part, nobody was with me.
Well, no, I got it, but you were in the house. I don't care where you were sitting.
Did you meet Alex?
I did meet Alex Rodriguez, yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, very quick. I'll tell you this, here's the way he says, Matt, nice to meet you, Alex Rodriguez.
Did you see Barry?
I said, Matt Steinmetz.
Look at you. Did you see Barry Bonds? He was in the house.
A-Rod.
Looking good.
A-Rod brought Barry Bonds to the game.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, they were sitting around talking a lot pregame.
You're telling me on the Steiny computer, you never once, late in the fourth when the Warriors were up 6, thought Minnesota might be in a little trouble.
Yeah, sure. The outcome was in the balance for a while
That's it.
Wait a minute. Who took that picture of you when you were sitting courtside then from
Loveman.
Pregame?
Yeah, Loveman sent it to me.
Loveman.
Yeah,
still on your tiptoes. That
was great. You're sitting down, and Evan pointed out you're still on your tiptoes. That's incredible. You're sitting down, but the feet are on the tiptoes. You pigeon toes. I got a good laugh out of that.
Way
to be in the house and rep the show.
Not to belabor this, but think about this for a minute. When we talk about the Warriors, we talked about their veteran players, Butler, Curry, Green. And if you take those guys as a collective, and this is going to hurt, they've let the Warriors down. Because here's the thing. We knew age was going to be an issue. Right. We hoped they could fight through the age. But the reality is that Butler got hurt in the first round. And I'm not saying it, but some Warrior fans are saying he doesn't look right. Okay?
And he's still going out there playing.
That's age, if he's not as effective. Steph Curry, I hate to say it, but he suffered an injury that he's never suffered before. Now he's not playing.
Right.
And I get it's not his fault, but it's a product of the core that they had to push all their chips in the middle with Butler, Curry, and Draymond. And then you get to Draymond, who has played all the games, and he looks old. He looks old. So you know, when we talk about the Golden State Warriors and their big three, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of scoffs at, oh, Steiny, all you care about is age. Well, your two of the three have gotten hurt in the postseason, and your third one looks the part of a 35 or 36-year-old undersized forward or center. I mean, that's what's playing out in front of us, right?
Listen, as far as the bad part or Jimmy getting hurt on somebody low bridging him or whatnot that fall, I don't consider that age. And the fact that he came back so fast, I don't consider that age. And the fact that he's still dealing with that, if you were 23, you still would feel be feeling that. But I don't feel like he's letting us down, especially with what he did last game. Draymond, he's letting us down. Steph, okay, Stein, if you say age and that's why the hammy gave out is a fatigue injury, I get that. But everybody needs a little help. And I don't think it's too – and you're not – make sure I'm not speaking for you. But when you start there, those are three guys, but you still got other guys.
No, I mean, and all the other guys.
One score 30.
That's great. One game. And I'm not denigrating Jonathan Kuminga, but he's no – Kerr wasn't using him. He used him last game. He got 30, and that's great, and we'll play him more moving forward. But, the other guys, I mean, it's easy to say Pods is great when he's doing his thing and Gary Payton the second, but
– Moody, too.
Moody's – like, and that's kind of the other thing. It's like we get so caught up in when a guy has a few good games. And, you know, I remember late in the season, everyone's like, hey, Moody, in your face.
Yeah,
Moody,
I was doing it. I
Moody,
was the guy.
He's a player. I'm like, well, I think he's a role player. No, he's done. He's a starter. He's a starter. I'm like, listen, I'm not saying he's terrible, but, you know, he's still got a long way to go. And you know, we find out more about these young players when they get into a playoff series. And I think what we're finding out is they've got a lot of room to get better. And we may have overestimated him during the regular season.
Okay, and there it is.
Especially
and
without Steph.
I'm the president of that. And maybe that's why I have a hard time dealing with what I'm watching with from those guys. But I get it. Any scenario, if you take Jokic off the Nuggets, what are they? You take Giannis, Tatum, you know, I get it. So the Steph thing, it hurts. And it will always hurt until he comes back. But – as far as what you just mentioned real quick here with role players, Donnie, the worst part about it is they didn't just take a step back. They're taking like five steps back to where they're not even living up to the role player moniker. And they didn't just have games. Each of them different times has stretches. And Quentin Post, for that matter, Donnie, he's doing nothing defensively. And that's not what he's out there for. You're right. He's supposed to catch and shoot, and he's not even getting that opportunity. If I see Buddy Hield put it on the floor again, that's not normally his thing. It's to catch and shoot. Why aren't you doing that?
Because they all can be guarded much easier without Steph Curry.
Yep.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey, Nick, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm bitter from the loss on Saturday, but let me tell you something, man.
All right.
Does the Shark stay away from the feeding frenzy? Does the eagle be scared when he goes in the river to get the salmon and has to swim out the river? No, he does not. We got to get hyped, dude. We got to be taking the ground at Chase Center tonight. We got to feel the thing. Let me tell you something. I'll be really quick. Quote the great coach Norman Dale, five players on the floor functioning as one single unit. Team, team, team. I've seen you guys can shoot, but there's more to the game than shooting. There's fundamentals and defense. If GP2 and Ski can make two more shots each, we win the game. Let's not panic. We got to go out there and get hyped. And look over there on the bench and look at number 30 if you need any more motivation about what you got to do tonight. It's do or die. It's no turning back right now. You got to rise to the challenge, y'all. Let's go, Dubs.
You know what? Just because of that call, before I leave, Steiny, they're down. I said I wouldn't give a speech. I'm giving one before we get out of here. Right before we leave, I'm giving one.
Maybe I'll give one, too. After yours.
Evan.
No, Steiny, you got to go before. I don't want to blame
that. No, you're right.
Hey, Steiny, yours are great. But Steiny, we got to get tonight. He just got me fired up.
Okay.
All right, before we get out of here, man. Game four speech.
So here's the other thing. And look at them all. When we talk about this team and the young players and the young role players. So Pajemski, how's he been in the offseason? How's he been in the playoffs?
Below standards.
Down. What about Post?
Down.
Down. What about Moody?
Down.
Down.
Yeah.
What about Trayce Jackson-Davis? He's still been a non-factor.
I want to put a plus.
Well, he had...
He's playing.
Hey, yeah, he played in...
Him and Kuminga get pluses, Steiny. Come on.
Well, first of all, Kuminga gets, he's down.
Why?
Because he's only had one good game.
He had 18 that night before, the other game.
My point is this.
Game two.
That whether it's Steve Kerr's fault or not, Kuminga has not been a big factor in the postseason. So now we got Pods, Post, Moody, Kuminga, TJD.
I didn't know that's how you approach
it. They haven't done anything.
Right.
They haven't done anything. And I get it. Pods had a good game. Kuminga's had a couple nice games. Trayce Jackson-Davis had a good game and a 24-point loss where he was minus 15, and everybody was throwing a party. And then he starts the next game, and he plays 11 minutes. Like, the veterans have not held up their fair share of the bargain, and neither have the young guys.
And you're putting injury
Absolutely.
In the,
injury's a factor.
I'm mad at you.
Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis. How you doing?
Good, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, what's going
Dennis.
On? Yeah, did you miss me?
Yeah, I did.
We start losing without you.
The last time I called, they wouldn't even let me on the air. I think they got tired of my negative stuff, maybe my old man stuff or whatever. You get older and you start fixating stuff. But I called after they made the Butler trade, and I never liked the Butler trade. I think Jimmy's great, and he's provided a lot of great basketball since he's gotten here. But the reason why I always said that, because I never thought that Jimmy was going to be enough. They can use what this team needs is a big man and a point guard. You know, somebody that could play with Steph. You know, a Drew Holiday would be great for them. You know, but they got what they got now. I don't understand, like you guys were saying about how. I mean, Trayce Jackson-Davis, and that I know it was a big loss, but he played well in Game Two. He starts Game Three. And he plays 5 minutes, he gets a couple of buckets, and he's out of the game, and we never see him again until the end of the fourth quarter. And then I don't understand how you think that these guys are going to do well when they come in. Post has played twice. I mean, the second and third game, he's gotten 3 minutes each. How can he possibly show anything with 3 minutes of playing time? And the same goes for Moody. And Pods gets 40 minutes, and he's throwing up bricks one after the other. Now, I like Pods. He's got a lot of energy, and, he rebounds well. But, you know, we need some outside shooting. If we don't get any outside shooting, if Steph doesn't come back, we don't get any outside shooting, we don't have a very good chance. And as far as Draymond goes, that last game, the reason why he fouled out, I saw Scott Foster calling calls on him across the court when there was a ref right next to him. That last foul they called on Draymond, he never even touched the guy, the sixth foul. I mean, it's just like they're not going to let him get out of hand and flail in his hands. You know what I mean? He's a great player, but he also causes problems for us. And it's frustrating. We've all watched it for all these years. We love him, and we don't understand why he gets out of hand, but that's just the way it is. But anyway, I'm hoping they win. But, you know, like I said before, you can't. How do you expect to win when you're playing a guy 6'6" as your center, and then they were playing Moody at forward with Butler? I mean, you got no size at all, you know.
I know.
And I don't know that, you know, the team needs some size, and it definitely needs a good starting point guard to play with Steph or a backup. Anyway, I wish them well. Thanks. Hope they win. And all right, guys.
Appreciate it, Dennis. Appreciate the call.
But with all that said, again, Stein, I'm a broken record. They were within. They had the lead at the middle of the fourth quarter, and you got Jimmy, who's ultimate closer.
Well, no, he's not. No, he's not. He was 1-for-7 in the fourth quarter.
No,
I hate it, but
you have left. But the series is not over.
No.
So tonight he has another night to close.
Sure, he
does.
They
get on the bird, go back to Mini for Game Five, but. I mean, Stein, what if I just said this? They're not even in that game if it's not for Butler.
Of course, or Kuminga. Of course. And what if they don't play well tonight?
That's on the bingo card.
And, like, honestly, the guy I'm thinking about most tonight is Kuminga because he played terrific and kind of came out of nowhere, yes. But I'll bet you that Minnesota might have a little something different for him tonight. And unfortunately for Kuminga, he's now playing in a spot where everybody's got to play well or they're going to get nitpicked or they're going to get criticized. So, I mean, he came through on Saturday, no doubt about it. And now they got to ask him to do it again and then again. So he, you know, I really respect what he did on Saturday night. He looked terrific. And like I'm going back and forth with the whole Kuminga thing. Because on the one hand, there are people that are saying, well, you know, if Kerr would have never let him get out of the rotation,
oh, man.
He'd be what? He would have scored 30 on Saturday.
But you could almost go his whole career like that. But go ahead.
Okay. And all I'm saying is he was out of the rotation. A lot of people didn't like it. But whether you like it or not, they advanced in the first round. So now here comes the second round of the playoffs. And even though he may have been hosed for the better part of 4 years, yeah. Okay, he's in this series playing 25 minutes a night, and it's going to go up. So I get it. He hasn't been playing, but he's playing now.
And 48 points in 2 games, you know? And, Stani, I just, again, I look forward to this every time we get done with the show, and the guys are doing their thing on pre and post, but I just, at this point, as desperate and hemorrhaging as the offense is, I feel like there's no way Jonathan Kuminga's name can't be in the starting lineup. Now, I know you can follow up with what you did earlier, and you were right. Hey, Goo, he played 36 minutes. Doesn't matter if he starts or not. But just one, Steiny, if I know you're capable of that on a good day, because now he's doing it in the playoffs, it is fair to just, as great as Curry is, always double back to, should he have ever been in the doghouse as much as he was? And now the two guys, the two puppies that you've been riding with, Moody and I'm just going here, Moody and Pods, now, you know, they've come to a stalemate to where it's like, okay, now it's like, boy, it's getting real out here, and JK's got more talent than both of them, and that's never been the question. It's just like, could he really, are you that good and deep to where that guy could be getting DMPs?
Well, and I think there's something to that, of course. But the unfortunate part for Kuminga, and it's just the way it went.
Wow.
Is he got hurt, and then they acquired Butler, and they started winning. And that put Kuminga in a tricky spot.
You find it funny? Butler says after Kerr, it was a while ago, Kerr had mentioned him, Dre, and Jimmy, kind of not the idea, you know, triplets. But Jimmy saying at the podium, kind of going in to me, Stani, like, oh, this can work. Well, almost like, I don't know why it wasn't working before, or is that just a thing to do now because Steph's out and you need him?
Well, it didn't work before according to the analytics. That's what Steve Kerr said. And to me, Jimmy Butler saying that is what a veteran says when you're down 2-1 and you want to keep everybody on the same page and make sure nobody thinks you're getting negative or anything like that. Let's go to Matt in Alameda. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I'm kind of a pragmatist on some of this stuff. And a quick 3 points here. First, I think people who are killing Pods are being a bit unfair. If you look at his stats, his career stats, Nick to Brunson at the same age, man, this guy is right on track. He's just not ready to be consistent. And the thing is, if you look at every team in the NBA or every team in the playoffs, and you take out the top three teams, you take out Boston, you take out Cleveland, and you take out OKC, if you take the best player off of any of those remaining playoff teams, They're all lottery teams, all of them.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's the difference between, you know, you have great players and good players and average players. And average players can have a career night and blow it up. And maybe Moody, maybe Paz, maybe somebody kind of comes unglued and does something tremendous. But can they pull it together consistently over 7 games, over 16 games? I mean, that's why these guys are who they are and Steph is who he is. But I think folks just need to, like, calm down a little bit. They can win this series. But, you know, without Steph, this is who they are.
Agreed. Agreed.
To his point, though, nobody's asking Pods to be John Stockton. But I don't care if Steph's in the lineup or he's not. 1 of 10 from the field.
Exactly.
1 of 4 from three.
Yeah.
On a high school level, we all just got to keep it real and say that's not good enough. That's just not good enough.
Of course not. He's playing in his first postseason this year. He's going to have games like that. He had a 26-point game that helped the Warriors win a game. But he hasn't been good in this series. Why? Maybe the matchup's not good for him. I mean, they have athletes on that team.
He's still got 8 rebounds.
That's great. That's just dynamite. But you got to make some shots. You got to make some shots. Mm. Let's go to David in New Orleans. Hey, David, how you doing?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Man, I want to make a couple of points before my main point. First with Kuminga. I mean, the dude was playing out of his mind. And but I hadn't heard anybody mention the fact that maybe part of his playing well too is he had a bad injury, man, towards the end of the season. I feel like he finally just getting his feet underneath him too and getting into a rhythm. I think that had a lot to do with how he's playing now too. It's been a while, probably more feeling better, more healthy, so he could actually, you know, he actually has confidence in his legs so he can play better, you know. And for Jimski, I hear everybody ragging him, and I'm not gonna dog him, but I do want to say, I mean, you've been in the league 2 years. You've been playing playoff level basketball for about 2 or 3 months, and so it's not an intensity thing. I just think he hadn't performed, you know. And I'm not gonna shoot him too much bait on that. But for the person who I will shoot some bait to, Draymond, man. You know, just watching the games with Steph being out, Draymond and Steph, they're like playing together. Those two is like one brain.
Oh, what happened? We lost. Ah, David. I mean, I'll pick up.
Go ahead, Snotty. I can't wait to go.
I mean, The reality is, and maybe this wouldn't have been the case 6-8 years ago, but it might be the case now as Draymond is getting older, is Draymond ain't as good without Steph. He's just not as good without Steph.
There's nothing about him trying or his energy. You're just saying he's not as good.
Well, and I do think there's something. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's confidence, but look, Draymond Green should have been thrown out of game 2.
All right.
And that would have just, I mean, think about that. Think about if he had been thrown out, which he should have been. What would that, I would have said to Evan, find out again how many games that Draymond Green has been thrown out.
There.
And there's like 9 of them.
Yes, yes.
So at least we weren't saying that. But the reality of the situation is, you know, Steph Curry makes Draymond look a lot better on offense, and he takes away the pressure for Draymond to have to score. But now they need something out of him, and he hasn't been giving it to him.
Mm.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, game 4 tonight at 7 o'clock, Chase Center. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.